right, listening to the sounds of 88 FM, you're on Radio Life and Style with me, Mike, in the morning on a fresh Friday, a drizzly, rainy Friday. And speaking of fresh things, there's a movement gathering momentum on the North Coast. A movement, a message, it's a hashtag, it's so many things, but we're going to be trying to lift the lid and give you the perspective on Love North Coast. What is it? What's it all about? Well, in the house with me, I've got two heavyweights from the local development arena. Jeff Perkins, no stranger to the microphone, MD of Collins Residential Group, in the house with us on a Friday morning. Jeff, good morning to you. How you doing?
Morning, Mike. Morning. Good to be here. And welcome to all the listeners.
Hey, thanks for getting the... Everyone's got the dress code today. It's puffer jackets. we're keeping things warm in the studio. Although, you know, we've got a few among us who hail from Gauteng, and they're not sporting the uniform. No names, no pactual. But Wayne Krambeck is in the house with us, Senior Vice President of Zimbali Lakes Development. Also, no stranger to the microphone. Wayne, how are you today?
Mike, we're fantastic, and again, great to be here with you and the family, and talk about the North Coast and tell people what we're about.
Well, you know, this is kind of unusual because here we've got two developers from different sides of the fence, you know, under other circumstances, one would say competitors here, and highly unusual to both be sharing a platform and be talking at the same table. But this is what the Love North Coast thing is all about. It's about collaboration. It's about bringing people together and about celebrating success as a team, as a group, as a region. Well, I mean, that's my understanding, but I'd like to hear from you guys because you're intimately involved in this thing, and perhaps Jeff, maybe you can kick things off and start the ball rolling. What exactly is this Love North Coast thing that I've been hearing so much about?
No, thanks, Mike. You hit the nail on the head. This is Wayne and ourselves and various other players. It's all about our successes and the passion of the North Coast. It's no secret this region's been one of the fastest growing in the country for some time. And, I mean, we're just a bunch of guys, educators, various business people that have got together to really tell the story for those that haven't heard it yet about why this is such a great place to operate within. And that means live, work, play, do whatever. So we've started this movement, and it's gaining momentum, and we're loving it.
And obviously, not just gaining momentum, but bringing on board role players, people that are invested in the vision. Wayne, from your side and Zimbali Lakes' perspective, why is this such a win?
Well, Mike, I think we often get painted with the same brush as other areas within KZN, and we're very proud as businesses and residents within our area of the Ballito area and north, which we really consider the North Coast. And, you know, we can't make a success of this on our own. We have to work in collaboration with everybody else. And we've all heard the saying of together we are strong. And we can only do so much in our own little area that we work in. But together, it's amazing what we can do and actually tell people how powerful and how good the North Coast is here compared to the rest of KZN and the country in many areas, you know.
It's, you know, when you start to look at a movement like this, you know, concepts like Ubuntu start to bubble up, and, you know, they've been used for years, decades, and they almost start to seem kind of cliche. But here, you start to see love in action. Love North Coast is really starting to galvanize and bring people together and establishing this North Coast as an aspirational destination for living, for working, for visiting, really putting it on the map. And looking at that narrative and how it's starting to take shape, from your side, Jeff, has it been an eye-opener to see how people have got it, how they've raised their hands and say, count me in, I'm on board?
Yeah, absolutely. It's we've had a very good response from local businesses. And, you know, often if you live here, you kind of take it for granted and you don't actually realize what a gem this part of the world is. You know, things are working. It has some of the finest retail experiences. I mean, the beaches speak for themselves, crystal clear water. It's a lovely experience all around, and we want to get that message out as far and wide as possible. and we want to grow this area. The growth's been just unbelievable in the last 5 to 6 years.
And obviously, you've got resources at your disposal as Collins Residential. Wayne from the Zimbali Lakes family, there's a really strong brand and incredible legs there as well. And trying to get this thing as far and wide as possible. What is the plan as far as the rollout of this marketing message and the sort of long-term vision?
Mike, I mean, we obviously, as I said, it's working collaboration. So the next few months is really working very hard with a team of people and getting more businesses involved in hashtag Love the North Coast and contributing towards this. Because, you know, it's word of mouth at the end of the day that really is the most powerful. But prior to that, you know, it's showing people not only what we're going to do, but what's already happening within our area through hashtag Love the North Coast. Our ocean is clean here. We don't have sewage spilling into the ocean, you know, and we hear this in various parts down the south coast of KZN, and we don't have that here. We do testing every single week through the UIP. The results come back clear. Our beaches are clean. They're safe places to go to. We don't have potholes all over the roads. We've got a municipality that many people don't actually know, got the cleanest, voted the cleanest municipality in KZN.
Sure.
They're doing a great job. We work in collaboration with them in many areas. So we're in a good space, and it's just getting people out there through social media, telling people what we're doing, how we're growing, and getting people to buy into that.
And look, we're all about this, you know, building greater brand Bolito. Love North Coast just seems to naturally align with us as the radio station, as Radio Life and Style. We love focusing on these success stories, people that are making waves, that are building incredible brands on the coastline. And when you can lasso them all together and shine a spotlight on the whole region and say, hey, look at what's happening here, the whole region gets lit up in a positive light. It becomes a more appealing destination for tourism, for attracting visitors, for growing the local economy, for investment, as you say, there's really no one person that wins. It's your success is my success is your success is your. We're growing the pie for everyone, and I can't think of a similar kind of grassroots movement really anywhere in the country. Is there precedent, do you know, Jeff, or is this something quite special?
Well, I mean, I've noticed, because I follow these things, you know, when you start a movement like this, you want to see what else is out there. And I've noticed, for example, Howick. I mean, Howick's a great story, isn't it? Howick was a desperate place to go and visit not so long ago. The Falls now a tourist attraction again. It's safe to go and hang around there. The roads are getting fixed. They have a load-shedding-proof traffic lights. It's a great story. The chap up there has done a brilliant job, and they're telling it, and it's working. So this story here is just unbelievable, and we're going to tell it, and we're going to get it out there, and we want the power of what's happening here to get out into the ears and minds and lives of those that aren't here yet.
We're telling it right now on the radio, and if you're just catching the middle of this chat right now on a Friday, you're on Radio Life and Style. We're in conversation with Jeff Perkins, MD of Collins Residential Group. Wayne Krambeck, Senior Vice President of Zimbali Lakes Development, is in the house with us as well. We're talking about hashtag Love North Coast, the movement, the message. And Wayne, looking at the geographical focus of Love North Coast, how far does this thing extend?
Well, it really starts from south of Bolito at the Tongati River right up to Tinley Manor. So it encompasses everything, and more importantly, everything that's, I mean, it actually overflows into the surrounding area. So the benefit of hashtag Love the North Coast and the success of what we're all doing together here actually spills into the greater communities at the end of the day, and which is really the end goal.
Look, it's something that I'm going to be, to the extent that I can, lending as much oomph and as the radio station. We want to be a part of the platform that gets the message out there, that puts this whole thing on the map. Looking at authentic stories, authenticity in action, transparency in content, and collaboration, exactly like we've got here. You know, you guys coming together at the same table. And who's behind the movement, really? Jeff, I mean, we've got you guys at the table here from Collins Residential, from Zimbali Lakes, but there are some other key stakeholders that are worth mentioning.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you start something like this, you've got to start somewhere. So I'm hoping when we get to talk about this again and you ask that question, we can say most of the people of the North Coast are behind the movement.
Yeah.
But at the moment, we've already mentioned Wayne and ourselves from Collins Residential in Zimbali. We've also got Caesar Water, Lifestyle, the centre here, and there are a few others that are also contributing in various different ways. Sometimes it's not always financial, so it's this snowball is growing, and we hope it's gonna be something really big, really soon.
And as you say, this is something that if it works, and it will work, it's going to benefit every single resident of the North Coast. But as far as who kind of owns this thing, is there a long-term goal for a particular group or organization to drive the project going forward, Wayne?
Yeah, Mark, it is a non-profit organizational drive, and the end result is to have a North Coast Master Management Association structure in place that actually takes this and drives it forward. This is not a short-term initiative. It's a long-term goal that we have to strive for. And so it's not owned by any single particular. It's owned by the community at the end of that, and everybody that gets involved, and everybody to benefit from it again. You know, and I think as Jeff said earlier, you know, hopefully next time we sit here and we can tell you a list of who's not involved, because that will be the shorter part of the discussion. So
well,
you know,
said.
And it's not a discussion as to whether this thing's actually going to work. It will work. We have to make it work. This is soundproofing the North Coast, and why the Western Cape? We always say that, why the Western Cape? We have so much more on offer than the Western Cape here, and we're going to make it as good a destination, an international destination, and one that everybody benefits from.
Yeah, yeah, man, now this is getting exciting. And if you're listening closer and you're thinking, hey, this is something that I want to get involved in, count me in. Well, look, over the next 3 to 4 months, you're going to see this campaign start to build momentum both in local and national media spheres. We're going to be doing a big part of it here on the home front, on the local radio side of things, and in our print publications. And you're going to be seeing the hashtag Love North Coast popping up all over the place. For those that are listening and who want to find out more, to keep their finger on the pulse and to get involved, Jeff, what's the smartest way to join the movement?
Well, you can visit us Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, share it, get the message out there. Wayne's got me so excited I might put Amarula in my coffee. So it's we're very excited about this. And get involved and share the message. Share the love.
Share the love. Hashtag Love North Coast. Use it wherever possible. Whenever you capture an incredible sight that's unfolding on our shoreline, get the word out there. Let's start this ball really rolling. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your colleagues. Get your company involved. Get your community group. Get your church, whatever. Speaking of church, there's a lady by the name of Carol Church who I believe is a point of contact. And if you're interested in getting involved in some capacity, you can email carol@lovenorthcoast.co.za, and she'll be able to give you all the information about taking those next steps. Wayne, from your side, any last message you want to leave our listeners with?
Yeah, Mike, I think this is all positive. There's absolutely no bad news in this. And, you know, I think our life is filled with negative news at the moment, and we've got so much positivity here up on the North Coast. Through hashtag Love the North Coast, we're trying to tell that. But, you know, people need to understand that. We need to spread the good news. And you know, we've got a saying that says, you know, when you buy in the Zimbali Lakes, and the same applies to the whole area, where do you go on holiday after that? That's your biggest challenge you have.
It's a nice problem to have.
And just for Jeff, I just want to understand why I'd mess up an Amarula by adding coffee to it. So just, don't put coffee in it. Just have the Amarula. It'll actually go down quite well, too, in this weather.
100%.
Jeff, any last words from you before that Amarula gets uncorked?
No, great. It's a privilege to be here. It's a cold, wet Friday, but it is Friday. We're going to enjoy the weekend. And to all of you out there, have a good one.
Here's to you guys. Here's to the movement. Here's to the message. Here's to the hashtag Love North Coast. Keep your eyes on social media. It's going to be popping up all over the place. And keep your ears on Radio Life and Style, because we're going to be telling the story chapter by chapter as it starts to unfold. My special guests on the microphone in the studio with me, Jeff Perkins, MD of the Collins Residential Group, Wayne Krambeck, Senior Vice President of Zimbali Lakes Developments. Guys, thanks so much for sticking around. And that Amarula is in the kitchen. We're going to go grab it in a second.